Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for the first day and the last month of the year. That's a reference to what month was my Jesus born in for all of you choir members out there. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Leroy Bagley, Sr.
Good afternoon to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Good afternoon to my brothers and sisters in Christ. It is an honor and a pleasure to talk to you.
We can't hear him, Cynthia. He's too low. Okay, hold on one moment, Deacon Bagley. Darlene said that you cannot be heard. So let me see if I can move you closer to the microphone on my laptop.
Okay.
Okay, try again.
Okay, good afternoon to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Are you hearing that?
I believe so. I'm not getting any feedback from Darlene. So, yes, thank you.
I can go ahead and pray, and I'll keep it short. Good afternoon to my brothers and sisters in Christ. It is a pleasure to be able to honor and pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for the beauty of this day and in life that you have allowed each one of us to come and enjoy. We ask that you will bless each member of this choir number or person who has called in tonight on this program. We're so thankful, Lord, that you have blessed us in an abundant way that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We ask that you will continue to bless each member of First Baptist Church in a special way, that we will continue to grant unto them what they stand in need of, and continue to bless our shepherd as he continued to live for the presence of your holy name, and that is in Jesus Christ. Keep us in your prayers and keep us in your heart and your mind, and we will continue to bless you and honor you as days go by. This prayer we ask up in your name, with the forgiveness of all of our sins, we do pray. Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Bagley.
You're welcome.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Zuri Gorham.
Hello. Today I will be reading Isaiah 33, verses 1 through 4. Again, Isaiah 33, verses 1 through 4. Woe to you, destroyer, you who have not been destroyed. Woe to you, betrayer, you who have not been betrayed. When you stop destroying, you will be destroyed. When you stop betraying, you will be betrayed. Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in the time of distress. At the uproar of your army, the peoples flee. When you rise up, the nations scatter, your plunder, O nations, is harvested as by your young locusts. Like a swarm of locusts, people pounce on it.
Sister Zuri Gorham, have you completed the scripture reading?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Charles Fleet.
Good evening, church, family, friends. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings upon us throughout our day, this day. for blessing us with a reasonable portion of help, with shelter, food, and clothing. I thank you, Lord, for my church family, praying for each and every one that you will bless, has each one that is on the line tonight. Continue to bless them and protect them throughout this season. I pray for those that are sick and shut in, and those that are under the shadow of bereavement. Thanking you, O Lord, for my church who is still in existence after 158 years. Thanking you, Lord, for your blessing us and bringing us this far. I pray for the country and the leadership of this country. And I pray for peace in this land. I give you all praise and all the glory, Lord, for God, for you have been faithful and steadfast in bringing us this far. I thank you, and I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. This is now your opportunity to take all of your cares and desires to the Lord directly. We will now have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. According to the Daily Word for today, Hebrews 10:25 reads, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another." The prayer at the bottom states, "Heavenly Father, as we meet with others to worship and praise your name, help us to also encourage others in your name. Forgive us when we overlook the latter, because we are too occupied with ourselves. We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Chyna Holloway, who is a member of the Youth Sunday School and Youth Choirs.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. Stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh, right now I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing a little faith is all I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be
of God. Good Wednesday evening to my First Baptist Church family, friends, local visitors, and out-of-towners. I am Chyna Holloway. I am a sophomore enrolled in the Honors Program at Wilson Senior High School in Washington, D.C. It is a blessing for me to welcome everyone on this prayer line. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for just being who you are. Thank you for meeting me and all of us at this service. I personally thank you for everything. Please bless the First Baptist Church family. Grateful to God for allowing us to celebrate Pastor Tucker's 46th pastoral anniversary and our church's 158th anniversary. Praise God. Thank you for my biological family, my spiritual family, my friends and teachers. Grateful for waking me up this morning, for food, clothes, shelter, and protection. Asking you, Father, to bless our nation, our youth, sick and shut-ins, and bereaved families. Be with the people who are suffering from mental illnesses. Please bless our health ministries, intercessory ministry, and all of our ministries of First Baptist Church. Now, Father, grace me with your wisdom and speak with and for me on this night. Let your will be done. Heavenly Father, I thank, love, trust, honor, magnify, and glorify you. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we say, amen, amen, and amen. It is an honor, blessing, and pleasure for me to speak some words of wisdom to each one of you. I thank God first, and I thank this IT team for allowing me the opportunity to speak. I give a thank you and appreciation shout-out to my caring and wonderful biological family and my spiritual family here at First Baptist Church. I am very blessed to have an abundance of positive role models in my life. Very grateful that I live in a home where I have been taught to pray and trust God first, always. I give honor to God for his protection and for giving me so many encouragers. I can truly say I have so many reasons to rejoice and be thankful. My title for tonight is God is Always With Us and Never Become a Quitter. Again, my title is God is Always With Us and Never Become a Quitter. In my pre-younger days, I was taught that if at first you don't succeed, try again. I would like to say to my peers and young people, God knows what we are going through in this mean and evil world full of racism, bullying, and unfairness based off of skin color and differences. But don't get weary. Trouble don't last always. You just read your Bibles daily, and especially the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22 reads, get all the advice you can, and you will succeed. Without it, you will fail. If you have problems when you test or are struggling in a particular subject, ask your teacher, a tutor, or a peer for assistance. Just don't give up. Understanding is a wellspring of life. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20 reads, pay attention to what you are taught, and you will be successful. Trust in the Lord, and you will be happy. Verse 22 tells us that wisdom is a fountain of life to the wise. I'm saying to each one of you, God did not make us to be quitters. Yes, during this pandemic, we have experienced illnesses, deaths, stress, violence, and family issues. No, it is not over, but we serve a living God who gave a command to the Red Sea, and it dried up. Psalm 106, verse 9. So we must never give up. You think Jesus didn't suffer when he was on earth? He was dealing with non-believers, perilous times, hated for performing miracles. He did nothing wrong, was betrayed, mocked, threatened. Pontius Pilate found no fault in Jesus. Isn't that what we are dealing with right now? Hatred, insurrection, racist policemen, far-right politicians, and liars. The devil works hard, but God works even harder. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 lets us know, "For the spirit that God has given us does not make us timid. Instead, his spirit fills us with power, love, and self-control." Jesus did not give up. He died on that cross for you and me. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And that's not how the story ends. In 3 days, he rose again. Always ask God for strength. Let us not become tired of doing good. For if we do not give up, the time will come when we will reap the harvest. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. God will fill our cups with victory when we pray, believe, hold on, and not doubt. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never rely on what you think you know. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. God is with us. Never become a quitter. We are conquerors and fighters, not quitters. I dedicate Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 to all of you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Family, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you and me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Keep loving and praising God. Don't quit. Never give up. Be faithful. Read the book of Hebrews. There's still hope for us, especially during the holidays and every day of our lives. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged. For I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go." Now, be safe, stay alert, don't be afraid. When trouble comes, the answer is quite clear. Get down upon your knees and pray, for God is always near. Rest if you must, but don't you quit. Success is failure turned inside out, even if you have some clouds of doubt. You can never tell just how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Remember, God is always with us. Emmanuel. Never become a quitter. May God grant you peace, love, and joy during this Advent season. Keeping Christ in Christmas begins in your heart. Jesus is the reason for the season. Since God is with us and we will not quit, we will receive his blessings and accept his plans. So be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord, Psalm chapter 31, verse 24. Oh, come, let us adore him. When the world is crumbling and worry and doubt are clouding our judgment, God whispers to us, "Look up, child." He does not want us to fear because he is in control. During the storms in our life, God is helping us grow and become stronger. He has not forgotten us, nor will he forsake us. God is not done with any of us, and he wants us to fight the good fight. God never allows pain without a purpose. We all get lost in the darkness sometimes, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. God will never give up on us. God is not a luxury you can't afford. He is a necessity you truly cannot live without. Do not worry, because God will take care of you. Hand over your fears and worries to Him and pray about everything. God will never put weight on your shoulders that you cannot carry. There's no reason to fear tomorrow, because He is already there. Stay strong, keep the faith, and never quit. May God bless you. God loves you, and so do I. Remember, God will never leave us, and He and His angels will always walk by our side. We say amen in the name of Jesus and hallelujah to a risen King. After all, we have a wonderful life. Every day you wake up is a blessing, and life is a miracle. Have a good night. Peace.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me. It's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, on my own shelf, reach for the top, don't stop. Hands.
All right, our lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds to acknowledge our sister Chyna Holloway for the wonderful message that she provided. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Young.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. I know I am not the only one whose heart is absolutely overflowing with joy and a huge smile across my face after hearing that absolutely blessed message from young sister Chyna Holloway. We thank God for what she shared. I know it blessed me. God is always with us, and we want, because of that, we should not quit. Thank you so very much, Sister Holloway. Once again, First Baptist Church family, it's always good to be here to share on Wednesday night, and just to be mindful and grateful of how good God is. Make sure that you are continuing to pray for our church family, all of those who are sick and shut in. Also continue to pray, of course, for our pastor. We thank God for Pastor Tucker, who's getting some much-needed rest. So tonight, just as I said before, continue to pray for him, all of our church family. As Sister Holloway did state, we celebrated his anniversary, 46th anniversary, on the 21st of November. And we are grateful for 158 years of celebrating First Baptist Church this past Sunday. As he has said, as Pastor Tucker has said, we are continuing to trust in his holy word because he has not failed us yet. This coming Sunday is the first Sunday in December. Here we are in our Advent season, and this Sunday is our Communion Sunday. It's the last Communion Sunday of the year. Dr. Tucker will be preaching on this coming Sunday. Make sure that you have your elements ready as we share together as a church body of believers in virtual worship on our Zoom platform, Facebook, YouTube, and by conference call. So we say thank you so very much for getting that ready and being prepared to go to the table of the Lord together. As I said before, we're praying for our sick and our shut-in members. Please, please continue to be in prayer for the family of Sister Julia Miller. Sister Miller transitioned on November the 18th. So we're praying for her daughter, Renee, and the entire Miller family. A graveside service is going to be held on this coming Monday, December the 6th, at 11:30 a.m. at the Heritage Cemetery in Waldorf, Maryland. There's so many things that we are certainly keeping in our hearts and our minds, so please make sure that you keep them, the Miller, the entire Miller family, all those who are connected to this family and our church family, in your prayers. And we thank God that that you're doing that. Once again, this is a season of Advent, so we are excited about all the things that are going to be coming up, from Communion Sunday to even our Christmas Eve musical, which will be broadcast on Christmas Eve, December the 24th. You'll be hearing more about that in these Sundays and Wednesdays to come. We're absolutely grateful for our intercessory prayer ministry on Monday nights at 6:55. You can certainly join them and, of course, continue to stay here on Wednesday nights and join us on worship at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, so the various platforms. God is good, and we're grateful to all those who are in service to our God through these different areas of ministry that we are just transitioning through during this time. Yes, we know that there's another Greek alphabet in front of us. The Omicron has hit the States, but we are still mindful and thankful to God because he has kept us through it all, and he's going to keep us. If he kept us through Delta, he will keep us through Omicron and any other thing that is going to be in front of us, all right? We thank God also for our AV and IT ministries that keep this this going for us throughout the week. So thank you all for them as well. This is time now we're going to pray as we close out. So whatever you have on your hearts, on your minds, make sure that you lift that concern up to God. We're going to open the lines now for about 20 seconds so you can lift up your prayer concerns to the Lord.
Muted.
Once again, gracious God, that we humble ourselves before you. We have come, Lord, this far by faith, leaning on you, our Lord and our Savior, trusting in your holy word, because no, you have not failed us yet. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to glorify and praise your holy name. Thank you, God, for a reminder that you have given us tonight through one of your youngest servants, that we are not quitters because you are always with us. The Bible, your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Every now and then, though, as we travel through the valleys of life, that we have to have these reminders that even at our lowest points, you are still there. So we should not be weary in well-doing, but know that we will reap if we faint not. We thank you, Lord, because somebody needs to hear that on tonight, to continue to go, continue to strive, continue to move forward. God, we're coming before you knowing that we haven't crossed every T or dotted every I. And so we humble ourselves before you right now, asking for forgiveness, thanking you, Lord God, for the power of redemption. Because, Lord God, even while there might be pain in redemption, there's also power and purpose in it as well. So, Lord, allow us to know what it is, Lord God, what your will is as we travel through this life, and to not just know your will, but continue to walk in your way, reading your word. Lord God, taking advantage of that fruit of the Spirit that you've given us, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, Lord God, the kindness, the gentleness, the meekness, the humility, all of it together. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this season of Advent, God, that arrival. We thank you because we celebrate the arrival of one who was wrapped up in human flesh, majestic yet humble, our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we come tonight, we lift up all these prayer requests before you, and we lift them up in the name of Jesus because that name has power. Every request that's been uttered, Lord God, every individual that's on our hearts or on our minds, we give it to you in prayer. And Lord, while we give it to you in prayer, we commit it to you. Because your word is, commit whatever you do to the Lord, and he will establish your plans. So we commit it to you, God. We commit our family members to you, Lord. We commit our friends to you. We commit our co-workers to you. We commit our neighbors to you. We commit this church family that we have unto you, Lord God. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, as we have conversations and meetings about coming back into the building, Lord God. As we do all these things, we put it before you, and we know that you will direct us in the right way, because we don't trust in ourselves. We trust in you and your power that resides within us. And so, Lord, we continue to operate through the unity of the Spirit, and the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Lord God, loving you. God, there's somebody that's praying for their parent right now. There's somebody that's praying for their child right now. Somebody is praying, Lord God, that you would make a way for a career or even for a job. Somebody is praying for reconciliation. Somebody is praying for healing in their body. Oh, Lord, we thank you because through the myriad of requests that have been offered up to you, we trust in your power. Give us the patience that we need as you continue to make your will known and manifest in our lives. Thank you so much, God. We offer prayer for our pastor, Lord God. Continue to bless Pastor Tucker in a mighty way. Thank you for his leadership. Thank you for his wisdom. Thank you for his words. Thank you, God, Lord, that he's been, Lord God, literally on the field for 46 years and continues to minister unto you. We thank you, Lord, for the ministerial staff. We thank you, God, for our deacons, our trustees, our deaconess. Thank you, God, for every member, every ministry in First Baptist Church, every family member connected to every member. God, we're praying for every member one by one, name by name, household by household, knowing, God, that whatever it is that you have for us, we trust in you. So, Lord, for that one that is about to throw in the towel, we pray, God, right now that they would realize they are not a quitter because you have given us more than the person, the one in this world, because greater are you that's in us than he that's in this world. So we trust in your will. We trust in your way. We trust in your holy name. We trust in your power. We say thank you just for who you are. Right now, we offer a prayer of thanksgiving, God, for the doors that you're going to open. We offer a prayer of thanksgiving for the healing that will be made. We offer a prayer of thanksgiving, God, because that which we have already prayed for and trusted you, it is on the way. And we thank you, Lord God. We even thank you for correction in our lives, because if we can't be corrected, Lord God, then we have no humility. So thank you for the correction. Thank you, God, that we're able even to walk through failures in this life, because when we see that failure, we know it can be turned around into a success, in success, if we continue to trust in you. Keep our eyes on you. So, Lord, we thank you. In the season of Advent, let us continue to commit ourselves to you afresh and to being the church that you've called us to be. Thanking you for your most precious gift in that of Jesus the Christ. We love you. We magnify. We worship you. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now, in the hand who's able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, the only God that can offer us peace. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.